This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Today, the Washington Post published more graphic photos of Iraqi prisoners being abused at the Abu Ghraib prison in Baghdad. The newspaper also carries previously secret sworn statements by detainees describing the abuse in detail. The U.S. military today is also releasing nearly 500 detainees from Abu Ghraib in what's described as an effort to reduce the inmate population. Here to talk about these latest developments is NPR's intelligence correspondent, Mary Louise Kelly. Descriptions of the photo and video images may not be suitable for some young listeners. Mary Louise, what can be seen in these photos?
Well, Renee, they're awful. They show, in one photo, a detainee backed against a wall, clearly terrified by an unmuzzled attack dog a few feet away. Well, there's another photo showing a U.S. soldier kneeling on top of naked detainees. And also, new this morning, videos. I've seen one of these this morning. It shows a U.S. soldier striking a detainee in the face. It shows soldiers dragging detainees around, handcuffed on the floor. And it looks like, from what I can make out, and we should say that these are not great quality video, but it looks like U.S. soldiers arranging naked detainees in a pyramid. So some of what we've already seen.
There is also the news today of those secret sworn statements, and 13 detainees were involved in those statements from the prison. I understand that they give more details of abuse.
Yes, these are statements that were recorded in January, and it's detainees from Abu Ghraib describing in their terms how they were sexually humiliated and assaulted. They say they were threatened with rape, forced to masturbate in front of female soldiers, forced to retrieve their food from toilets. So awful descriptions. We should say here, though, that awful as they are, neither the photos nor these new statements shed any new light on the central question that's outstanding in terms of who may have ordered or approved of this abuse. Ultimately, that's the question that we're still looking for an answer to.
Any comment from the Pentagon this morning?
Yes, I talked to a Defense Department official this morning. They say they condemn these photos, totally unacceptable, that the soldiers in them have damaged the cause for which U.S. forces are in Iraq. Interestingly, this Pentagon official also told me a little bit about that there's a to and fro in the Pentagon over how exactly to handle these photos. They're being leaked. He said, on the one hand, they're evidence that we have criminal prosecutions underway. We don't want to have these photos out there in the public. And he said, you know, if you're talking about the Geneva Conventions, haven't these people been through enough? They've been humiliated. Do we want to put these out in the world? He said, so, you know, on the other hand, they are leaking out. What do you do?
One other development, the Associated Press is reporting this morning that Iraqi police have made some arrests in the murder, and that was a decapitation of American civilian Nicholas Byrd. What do you know about those arrests?
So far, details on this very sketchy. What we know coming in from wire reports out of Baghdad, it's saying four people have been detained. They were apparently arrested on May 14th. In a house somewhere north of Baghdad. These wire reports quoting an unnamed U.S. military official and an unnamed Iraqi security official, and they're saying that these suspects were former members of Saddam Hussein's Fedayeen, that's his paramilitary organization. But again, this is one source, lots of details still to be learned.
Thanks very much, NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly.